I'm Drea.
I'm Meg.
I'm Tina.
And I'm Jess.
And this is Pardon My Stash. Welcome to Pardon My Stash, a podcast about creating fiber arts and how awesome it is.
Yeah.
Before we dive in tonight, let's talk about what we're working on. Drea.
Jenica hat.
You were prepared.
Wow.
That's all you get.
Who was that?
We would like to introduce you to Steve, part of our new soundboard.
Yeah, so we have a live studio audience of Steve, and he has lots of fun reactions. Like,
wow.
We've decided to name him Steve.
Yeah.
That's a great
He fits with us.
Yeah.
While I was waiting for a magazine to come in, I think I talked about it last time. Mm-hmm. I was waiting for a magazine to come in so I could start a shawl, not a shawl, a shrug pattern. It was just taking too long and I needed something to do. So I decided to cast on a hat. And I'm making the Jenica hat by Jen Emerson again.
Second round. That's like an honor for a pattern when you make it twice.
Yeah. Especially me. I mean, this is great. Mm-hmm. I love this pattern.
It's a pretty hat.
It is. It's got cables. It's got good stuff. It goes really fast. I'm really happy with it. I am using Earl Grey Fiber Co. Oolong DK in rose gold. And the first Jenica hat that I made... I used the same yarn, but in, I think it was called bisque. It was like an oatmeal kind of color.
I remember bisque, yeah.
Yeah. So.
Now they're gone now, right? They are no longer
in
business. They had some gorgeous, gorgeous yarn.
I want to say that they retired.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, good for them, but yeah. Sad for the rest of us.
I am so sad because if I could get like 10 more skeins of Oolong DK. I don't even care what color it is. I just really love the yarn itself. It knits up super squishy. It's really fun to work with. It looks good. And it's gone forever. I know. Isn't it so sad?
Yeah, I'm here to provide sound effects, people.
I didn't realize that I was missing that kind of sound effect in my life.
If you can tell me where that sound effect is, I might send you something. Just letting you know. So send me a DM.
Tina, what you working on?
I am working on the slip on your shoulder test knit for Blame the Knots. And I've gotten pretty far. There was a lot of like piecework with this, meaning like you'd had to like break the yarn, do that section, break the yarn, do that section, which sounds slightly aggravating, especially for me. Like, I like to do a seamless, like, just keep going type of sweater. But I think there is a positive to this, which is because everything is so pieced out, every time I would finish a piece, it gave me that, oh, I finished something feeling. Nice. So it's made me not tire of the project because I'm like, oh wait, I'm almost done with this section. There's an end, like, you know. So yeah, so I'm enjoying it. I'm using Critical Hit dyes. Druid?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. I'm using Critical Hit dyes, Druid DK in the colorways Tequila Sunrise and Thunder Wave.
It's coming out great.
Thank you.
So pretty.
I did make Meg helped me make a decision earlier tonight. And I think instead of striping this the way I was going to, I'm just going to fade the Tequila Sunrise into the Thunder Wave and just leave it Thunder Wave. Mm-hmm. So it'll be the blue at the bottom.
It'll look like a nice marl going down. It's going to look really good.
It's going to look like the ocean and a sunset.
It really is, too.
Yeah.
I cannot wait to see how that comes out. All right, Jess, what you got?
I'm kind of between projects, and so I decided that I'm going to start a big project that may or may not get done because it is a blanket.
Oh.
Thank you, Steve.
Thanks, Steve. It's Nimue by Shelley Husband. And right now, because I have a whole color thing that I got to figure out what I want to do for it. But right now I got to figure out what weight I want to make this thing in. So I'm trying to do part of the granny square section in different weights to see how big it's going to be.
I just want to interject here.
Yeah.
Jess is swatching.
Yeah. Kind of.
Oh.
I'm not, because here's the thing. It's like, this is what size it should be. And I'm just doing it so I could be like, what size is it going to be? Because I'm going to pick one of these three sizes and go with it. I ran out of yarn for my worsted weight one, but that's okay. I would have had two rows left, so that's gonna be pretty big. Now I'm doing a fingering weight, and then I have a DK, and right now they're all just random spares of assorted critical hit dies that I had lying around from some of my many other projects. So we are kind of swatching right now.
I mean, I give you credit. If I were making a blanket and I saw the size of that first swatch you finished, I'd be like, nah, done. It's going to be this one.
Yeah, but
I am not going to waste my time doing a fingering swatch when I could easily make a bigger blanket.
But it's easier for me to get minis in fingering weight. And if I want to dye certain colors for smaller sections, that's easier to do than measuring out full skeins. So, also, I'm relearning how to read crochet charts because it's been a hot minute and I forgot how on top of each other all these lines are.
I don't know how you do that.
So I'm working on that and relearning some of the more complicated crochet terms because it's also been a hot minute since I've seen these these symbols and I'm trying to read the written part too, and I'm like, yeah, I just don't remember what that symbol or letter is. So we're going to have to look that up, too.
It's going to be like riding a bike.
I know. Well, yeah, I just looked it up. I was like, oh, yeah, cluster stitch. I do know how to do that.
Just like riding a bike. Okay, but who among us does not have to check what make one or make one L is every time they do a project?
I used to have a little.
No, I don't have to.
Oh, you don't? I do every time.
I've officially gotten to the point.
Every time.
Can I tell you my
trick? Give yourself some applause.
Can I give you a trick, though, before I applaud?
Fine.
So for me, I say right is always in front because it's right.
Oh. So I like that. I'm going to try.
Left
I'm going to try
goes
use
in
that.
The back.
No, that's what I do, too. And I'm like, yeah. And then I'm like, but is it though? And then I check anyway because I don't trust myself. And then I'm like, I was right.
I had to look up how to cast on when I did this.
That's fair.
Yes.
I couldn't remember. Thank you.
Yeah, what is a provisional cast on? You're like, what the heck is that? Though, I've never done a provisional cast on before.
It was a long tail cast on.
What the heck is that?
I've never done do.
But it had been a while.
I was trying to cast on with the yarn in the wrong hand.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I have done that too, though. Like,
you wanted
I don't know
to be
what
left-handed
it is.
For that project,
I don't know what
okay?
it is. Like, if not it's left-handed. Been... Because your last two projects, you did what? Like, a tab cast on, or...
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's been a while.
You know, it was,
since the long tail. Yeah. It's been a while.
Great and not so great about this. This pattern book is actually good. There's a lot in it. I just went for the whole book because why not? There's not much of a money difference. But they have written instructions and graph instructions. They have pictures of how to do like some of the tougher parts. And they also have a section where they switched the graphs over for left-handed knitters. Or crocheters.
That's nice.
Which is cool.
Wow.
But I'm like looking at the chart being like, why doesn't this make sense? And I'm like, because...
You were looking at the left-handed one,
I was.
You?
Well, it made somewhat sense because I originally learned left-handed from my mom and then I couldn't get it really well. So I relearned from my right-handed grandma. So I'm like, this makes sense, but it doesn't. And then I'm like, oh, because it makes sense, but it doesn't. Because... Yeah. But yeah, so if you are a left-handed crocheter, this pattern and want something that's, you know, interestingly complicated, this is a fun pattern. It's got charts for you if you want to read charts, because I'm looking at this like, oh, I remember why I stopped reading crochet charts. Meg, what are you doing?
So I have decided to temporarily embrace a total project monogamy. This is not easy for me.
Wow. I'm so excited for you.
Are you really?
I am.
I'm not excited
Welcome
for
to my world.
To
it's
It's nice here, though.
Ugh, I want this to be done so bad.
But you always know what you're going to be working on.
Yeah.
It's great. No surprises.
Bad horn, hold on. I mean, I'm not going to lie. Like, this, if I'm going to get stuck with a project temporarily, this is the one I do love. I'm still working on Ocean Stones. I am literally after, I'm on the last row of this section. And I have two regular size sections and the border, and it's done.
Oh, you're so close.
I'm really close, which is why I'm like, you know what? I'm not looking at any exciting patterns. I'm not. That's a lie. I am looking.
I was going to say.
But I'm not. I made Jess dye me up a whole bunch of yarn the other day for what I'm going to cast on when this is done.
It's nice. I gotta take pictures.
But I am like, I am not. I would love to have this done by Rhinebeck. I'm not going to wear it to Rhinebeck. But I just want to have it done. I love this shawl. I think it's going to be beautiful when it's done. It's just...
You want it to be done. But you get to work on it, and it's so exciting because you're almost done.
I'm very close. But I have that feeling that I got to when I was doing the second round of more simple lines, where I'm like, oh my God, when is it going to end?
I'm not going to lie. I was thinking about doing another simple line soon.
You know... Every so often, I think about doing another one, too, because that is a great pattern. But then I'm like, I have done this twice. I've done this twice. I don't need another one. I barely wear the one I have.
I was actually considering remaking the simple lines and the Orchard House shawl. Because the simple lines I have has a glaring mistake in the border.
Oh, no.
I know it's there because I gave up on life and I just kept going. But
yeah, at that point, you've committed.
Yeah, but I can't, like, I'm like, nah, I could do better than this.
Oh, do it. It's a good pattern. It goes fast.
Plus, the cast off I did on mine makes it curl. Like, it's just,
you know what? It's
when you
know better, you do it better, you know? So, but I'm still working on Ocean Stones by Greta Menson. I am doing it in Fiber Spates. Vivacious DK in the colorway Heavenly, which I still love, and I'm super excited to be almost done with it. And I'm still carrying I'm now onto my third skein on my trusty mini minder from Jimmy Bean's Wool, that I still get questions about when I take it to my daughter's gymnastics class. They're like, what is that thing hanging on your arm? Well, I always get asked what I'm doing anyway, normally from like grandmas that are there. Like, what are you knitting? And I tell them, and then they're like, what is the thing on your wrist? And I'm like, it's awesome. It's
a game changer.
It is a game changer. So that's where I'm at. And I'm really hoping by the next time we record, I'll be done with this. But the odds are, I don't know, that's 2 weeks away.
No, you got this.
I don't know if I believe in me.
I do. I'll believe for both of us. You got this, girl.
Thank you.
Do it.
Aww.
Thank you,
Steve. That was nice.
Be sure to check out our website, pardonmystash.com, for pictures, patterns, and yarns. And be sure to check out our sponsor, Jimmy Bean's Wool, at jimmybeanswool.com for the mini minder and other assorted goodies. All right, y'all. It's that time of year again.
What are we doing?
Who's ready?
I don't know.
What is it?
What do we need to be ready for?
Are you guys kidding me?
No.
It's in literally 2 weeks.
Oh, no. What's happening?
Well, it's something due. Guys, we're going to Rhinebeck.
Oh, man, I forgot.
Oh, and this year is a special year.
It is a special
year. What is it?
We're going on Saturday.
Oh, we will be going on Saturday. This will be a first in a very long time. Part of my stash will be at Rhinebeck on Saturday instead of Sunday. If you want to come and hang out with us for a while, we are going to be on the grassy knoll outside Gate 1, or inside Gate 1, I should say, since we will be in the actual festival.
Yeah, be in the festival. Don't we'll leave the festival.
Don't leave after you come in. From 2 to 2:30, if you want to come hang out with us. We had a great group of people come out last year. It was awesome for us to meet every single one of you. We got some great pictures. We had some good laughs. So we hope that you'll come out again to meet us.
I might bring some stuff with me.
I am definitely bringing some things with me.
And yeah, we might as well, Jess and I. Mm-hmm. So
I might be slipping some people some stuff on the DL.
It will not be
really,
shady at all.
You really got to say it that way, don't you? Really got to say it that way. None of this will be illegal substances.
Dear God.
Of course not. I would never do that.
But please do come out and see us if you are going to be there on Saturday. But as tradition, every year we do a Road to Rhinebeck episode, and this is going to be our Road to Rhinebeck 2024. Yeah. Excited. Yeah. It has been a ride getting here. So,
Man.
I know, right? I remember the first time I saw like Rhinebeck, like other knitters talk about it, and it just looks so darn cool. Mm-hmm. Like, I'd never been to a sheep and wool festival before, and I really wanted to go. And again, like thinking New York is so far away, it's really not for us. We're very, very fortunate, and we only live a couple of hours away. Mm-hmm. But we've been going for a while now.
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, what are folks looking forward to this Rhinebeck 2024?
I have a mission.
A mission.
Yes.
What are you looking for?
So my sister-in-law is going to tie the knot.
So excited.
I'm very excited for her. She has been with her partner for a very long time. Actually, I kind of already like that is my brother-in-law. I don't think anything of it.
It's been such as just being official.
Yeah. Yeah. We're just making it official.
Putting
at this
a ring
point.
On it.
Yeah. So I have until April. I already talked to her about it, and I'm going to make her a wedding shawl wrap type of thing. She does live in Florida, so I need something that has like literally no wool in it. It has to be like super, super light and not warm at all. So I need like a cotton, a linen, and ideally something with like a silk blend. Jess found the pattern for me, and it is pretty A plus because I really want it to be special. And unfortunately Jess picked the pattern, and then she did not realize that it had 2,000 plus beads.
They're optional.
Maybe
but
she
I feel
did
like
realize
did.
It.
I did.
She did.
Damn.
It's time to branch out, Tina. Learn a new skill. It's
okay, but to be fair, most of them come in like 2 to 3 gram bottles, and that's usually anywhere from 300 to 500 beads depending on the size. So they're not that bad to get to.
The pattern is called Beach Daydreams by Allison Scandale, and it's gorgeous, and I'm gonna do it all in like an ivory type of base. I'm not gonna do any kind of color or color base, but I don't want it to be pure white either because I feel like it'll look too sterile. So I'm gonna do some kind of ivory. And again, silk blend with like cotton or linen or something just to keep it easy breezy so she can actually use it in Florida. And it has like, I remember opening the PDF, and if I open it right now, I'm going to tell you right now, it says, I'm going to tell you how many beads. Here, it says 1,925 to 2,640 seed beads.
Neat.
Yeah, size 6. Yeah. No, I think it's size 8, so it might be a little bit
8. Yeah, they're 8. Yeah. Yeah. 2,600.
But you have someone to help you along the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to find more beads too.
You too.
Because I'm going to add beads fantastic. To this pattern.
Fantastic.
Somehow.
Do you know how many beads I found the other day when I was going through the craft room? We won't even mention it.
Oh, boy.
We don't need this many beads.
Well,
we don't got to give 110%, Chief.
But did always. You find all the beads from the floor?
No. Because you know what was it? What was it the other day? I forget what happened. You know what it was? It was after the, you know, your dad changed out the fans.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, when you take a fan out of the ceiling, debris falls on the floor.
That's what
and means. I'm sweeping up and there's friggin' beads. Everywhere. Like, listen, I'm just sweeping up beads.
Them,
I'm like, how? I have swept
because
so many times.
Some of them got into like underneath the heater and I couldn't get them. And some of them are probably underneath the table legs and I didn't feel like lifting up the table. So
it's amazing. Just think your future. One day, you too can drop 8 zillion seed beads on your kitchen floor.
And I, you know what? And whatever ones I don't find, my dogs are going to eat because they're so dumb. They'll be pooping beads.
Just when it happens, just tell Patrick. He can call me and we can commiserate.
about the freaking beads.
I don't think he knows yet that I'm doing this many beads.
He can find out when he hears the tinkling of all the beads across the kitchen floor.
I'm telling you, you haven't lived until you've gotten the confetti cannon that is doing your bead spinner and putting the needle in wrong.
Oh my gosh.
I wasn't home for that. Put
that needle in about it. And there's just beads flying everywhere. And I'm like, shoot.
You're selling this so well. You're really making her excited about
so,
it.
So long story short, I have to do that 2,600 times potentially.
Yeah, but you don't have to pre-bead it. So you don't have to worry about the confetti cannon. It's all good.
Look, Jess is really excited to have somebody to go to bead biz with. Listen, like, she's pumped.
I gotta look.
Usually we're all just hanging out on a bench while she's like looking at the beads and she always feels bad that she's like holding everybody up.
No, I need beads this time. I don't even know anything about beads. So I'm going to need Jess to be my guide and show me what the hex size 8/0 is. And yeah, I don't know what any of that means. I am a
fun story. The higher the number, the smaller the bead.
Oh, dear God.
She's going to have a good time with you.
Okay. That's...
You can be bead buddies.
Okay. So yeah, that's basically going to be as soon as I'm done with this test knit, which I'll probably most likely be done within the next week because it's going so fast.
That's wonderful.
The next project is going to be to start casting on that shawl for my sister-in-law. Obviously I can't do it right away because Rhinebeck is not going to happen right away.
A couple weeks
from when we're recording. So I don't know what I'm going to do in between. Just probably freak out that I'm going to have to deal with 2,600 beads. I have no idea. Not that
bad. You buy the pattern, you look it over, you get acquainted with it.
But yeah,
look for surprises.
If any of our listeners know off the top of their heads, like folks that are going to be at Rhinebeck that have any of the things that I'm looking for this shawl, let me know. Send DMs to the part of my stash or comments on our blog posts and let me know what's up.
Look. Well, now I get to look at beads. just throwing that out there. I gotta figure out my color scheme by then. Because I found out I can do this without pre-beading.
Your blanket?
Yeah.
You're going to put beads on your blanket?
Yeah.
Okay.
She doesn't make a blanket to be a blanket. She makes it to be an art piece.
Oh, so
but they're tiny.
Okay.
So it's like, yeah, they so, won't no, be, no. They're not going to be like.
No, I dig it.
Yeah. It's going to be fun.
Nothing she knits or crochets ever Listen, is I don't used use for its them. Intended
They're just.
Oh,
they get added to my hoard.
I also wanted to mention, I am 99% sure I will not be in a wheelchair this year. So, yay!
Hit it!
No wheelchair!
Yeah. Yes.
I'm probably going to bring my Rollator, which is like a walker on wheels, just so I can take breaks. But like, I am pretty confident in my walking right now.
That's awesome.
I've been doing really great, and
your walking is really good.
Yeah, I actually have been more focused on my arm lately because I'm still pretty weak in my arm because I was so focused on my leg just to get normal walking, you know?
Yeah.
We skipped arm day.
Yeah, and I had actually been feeling really, really good, like pretty much symptom-free ever since they've put me on some medications, and... but the other day, I think it was yesterday, actually, I had like a flare. Like I was in the middle of BJ's and then all of a sudden my left side just started to go. And I'm like, no, I'm at BJ's. I have a heavy cart. This sucks. And I had one of my daughters with me and she was just like, mommy, I'm going to like get to the car. And luckily I did park in handicap space with my placard, so like I didn't have to walk very far.
Yeah.
And you know what, when I parked there I was like, oh, I'm feeling pretty good today, I don't think I need it. And then I was like, you know what, there's a lot of spots open, I'll take a spot. And sure enough, I needed it. I definitely needed it. But yeah, other than that kind of one-off, I've been feeling really, really good.
Nice.
So
that's great. Nice.
Fantastic.
Guys don't have to hold me up for the photo.
No one knows.
I actually have no intent going into Rhinebeck this year. I'm not particularly looking for anything. Usually I like to get some sheep art.
Oh,
I have a lot of sheep art now. Like, a lot.
Yeah.
I have more than what is actually up on my walls now, so... I can rotate as needed.
Oh, there you go.
But
do you have some for your desk?
At work?
Yeah. No, but I also don't have anywhere else to really put it.
Oh.
Like, I have a much bigger desk now.
Mm.
But it is full of stuff.
Mm.
So, and like, my one picture that I have at my desk, it's Frank.
That's fair.
Yeah. So, probably not for work, but I don't know. And I don't need yarn right now.
That's fair.
I've already got yarn for the bolero that I'm going to be making. I've just got so much stash.
Right.
And I have a lot of, like, good stash that I would really like to use. So if I'm not adding more to the stash, there's a higher chance that I will actually use the stash.
Right.
Yeah. Like this. I'm making the Jenica hat out of stash.
Yeah.
I'm very excited about it.
But that, I'm really proud of you, because it's especially hard to use yarn that you know you can't get again.
I know.
I can tell you, because when Groovy Hues was out of business temporarily, because now that she's back, I remember I would just hang on to her skeins, because I was just like, I can't find a project that's good enough to use for the last time.
It's fair. You know?
Do you know what? I'm going to like blow your mind on this one, too. What? I'm not even making this for me.
Ooh.
And don't laugh, but this is actually a Christmas present for the lady at the post office.
Aww. That's sweet.
Aww.
That's really nice.
I love this lady so much. She is like, from everybody else that I know that has had an encounter with her, she's the meanest lady on the face of the planet. But she and I vibe. And she is just like such a bright spot in my day. And I really look forward to seeing her at the end of almost every day. Like, I showed her pictures from my vacation.
That's really cute.
She knows all about Frank and stuff. Aww. So, she's just like a really nice person. You know, if you know how to like vibe with her, you know.
Yeah, you get her. You're on the same wavelength.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. So, this is for her, and like discontinued yarn. And I was just like, yep, that's the one. She gets cables.
Wow.
Nice yarn.
Wow.
Discontinued yarn. I'm very excited. I usually go and see her at the end of the day, like the very end of the day. I'm walking in 5 minutes before they close. And right at 5 o'clock, if you are not in those doors, she is turning you away. Get out.
Oh, so is that why people have that impression? Just because she's doing her job?
And she's forcing you to respect the boundaries.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, like, but she's doing her job. That's what she's supposed
to
do.
She is doing her job.
Yeah.
What people don't know, and I will share this little secret with y'all, is that if I run in, like, after she closes the door, she will absolutely take my stuff.
Aww.
She's like, oh, no, come in, honey, come in.
Not that guy.
But you?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So May is my favorite. She's getting a fun hat. I am definitely like trying to bust through stash.
Yeah.
And I don't know that I'm looking for anything. I think that if I come across something and it's interesting or unique, probably not yarn or knitting, like tools or notions, but maybe like a related kind of item. I'm not going to lie. If I find another like noisemaker frog, I'll be really excited.
That's coming home.
Yeah.
There's not even a talk about need at that point.
No.
Want. It's just, it's coming home.
Clearly. Like I've got one that's about, you know, the size of a regular frog. And then I have one that's like super mini that I got at Rhinebeck a few years ago.
So you need the big one.
I really want the big one. So if they have a really big one, it's coming home.
All bets are off.
Oh, I hope that vendor's listening. Listen, you bring the big one.
Look, if somebody has the noisemaker frog, you know the one that I'm talking about. It's wood. It's got like the little wood stick that you run over the ridges on the back. It sounds like a frog. I want it.
Very important. It sounds like a frog. Oh,
I don't want the small one. I have the tiny one. I want the bigger one. Like, I want it to be the size of my head or larger.
Wow.
That's well, she's got large. The other. I like she's got small and medium.
Started with like, I have no specific needs. And it's like, no, I have this extremely specific need.
Actually.
That's the one. I don't have high hopes of finding this thing.
But maybe it will happen.
At Rhinebeck. But I also did not ever go to Rhinebeck expecting to find the tiny one.
That's true.
I feel like if you put it out into the universe, you know.
I'm speaking it.
Maybe it will happen. You're putting it out there.
Just give me a big frog. I want to be a noisemaker.
Oh my god.
I bet it'll sound really good.
Oh yeah. I bet. Oh,
so god. Yeah, I'm not looking for any knitting things, I don't think.
I just want a specific desire.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you're going to a fiber festival for frogs.
Yes.
Look.
Why not?
Hey, if it works, it works. I'm not judging.
We all have different needs.
Yep.
Yeah. I immediately go to the soap vendor. Even though we ran out and I did a mail-in order with her.
Did you really?
I really did. And actually, we are kind of well-stocked, but I also know she does that deal at Rhinebeck. So
I love that deal. Cats View.
Yeah, Cats View Farm.
I love them.
She does, I think it's like, what, like four for 20?
I can't remember, but it is. It's a certain amount for, it's like, for 20.
Yeah.
And she finally brought back pumpkin spice after. Oh, my God. It's my favorite because it's also like has micro abrasions in it.
Nice.
So good.
Yeah,
I wish I could use that soap.
Oh, so good.
My skin does not like that soap, but I love smelling it.
Yeah, you can you can at least smell it. Yeah. We go.
I use it all the time. Pat uses it all the time. When we start running out, he's just like, you don't have to get it. But like, if you come across, that's why I was like, I'm going to go do the mail order. I'm like, this is crazy.
But yeah, no,
he always plays it off like he doesn't want it. Right? Like, I remember you brought it home last year.
You can like soap.
And he was not about it at all. It's like, well, did we really need soap?
Yeah. No, we did. What are you going to use? Like, ivory?
Absolutely.
Come on, man.
He says that, but then, like, when he goes to shower, he wants to use that soap.
He wants
it.
That's
good
the soap he wants.
Yeah.
And, like, and he'll, like, sift through and look for the scents that he likes. So, like, I'm always made sure that, like, I would get, like, the kind
the man
of...
man scents.
It's not, like, man scents, but, like, foresty kind of smells.
Yeah.
Like, that's
he likes
what
he likes.
Into. Yeah.
Likes
so, like, anything likes. Like a mountain pine or something like that.
Listen, I like all their cedar is real nice.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I got the cedar right now because I bought some of that. But, yeah. Yeah, he doesn't want it, but then, you know, God forbid I put in regular body
somehow
wash from the store.
All the soap is gone. How did that work out? Yeah.
He doesn't want it, but he's got to have it.
Yeah.
I wonder if they're going to have the people in the sheep costumes again this year.
Oh, yeah.
God. I don't remember the sheep costumes.
I only remember them exactly one time. And it was not last year. It wasn't the year before. It was a few years ago, and people were running around in sheep costumes.
I do not remember that.
Do you want me to wear a sheep costume?
Will it be a legit sheep costume? Or you?
What's a legit sheep costume?
Yeah, right? Like
these
crawl
were,
into a sheep and
these
wear
were
it?
Legit,
because that's weird.
Like
it was head to toe. It wasn't like a onesie. Like it was like.
Oh, they were walking
like real wool.
No.
Wait. This is getting weird.
I know. Like, what's going on?
Look, somebody's going to listen to this and know what I'm talking about.
Well, you know, whoever two people out there know what you're talking about. I have no idea. I won't know.
Stuck
where...
with me since the first time that I saw them, and I'm like, I wonder if the sheep people will be back, and then they never are, or they're just not there when I'm there,
or maybe they're there, they're just not wearing sheep outfits.
No, the sheep people.
I may also look for shawl pins.
Just steer that one back on course.
Well, this is a normal conversation. I don't know why.
No, it actually legitimately is. Like, this just brings me back to D&D. Like, everything would be blowing up and Jess would be like, so I'm going to make my move.
So while that's going on, nice distraction, guys. I'm off.
Oh, it takes me back, man. Sorry, guys. That was hilarious. Yeah, I'm with Drea. I'm really trying consciously not to buy yarn because I have found in the last few Fiber Fests, I walk by pretty yarn. I see it. I need it. And I get it home and I'm like, what am I going to do with this? I have 8,000 pounds of yarn. And I have no idea what I'm going to do with this. I'm trying not to make any impulse yarn purchases this year. Like, I don't have anything in mind like Tina, and I have too much. And I've been trying to work through my stash this year as well. Of the projects I've made, two of them have been stash busters. So I'm happy with that. Trying to get away from just use, especially also just using our yarns, and trying to kind of stash bust through the other beautiful yarns that we've bought over the years. One thing I really do want to get, if I can, is Pacific Knit Co. is going to be there, and her doodle book is out, and I wanted to buy that anyway. But it's going to be there. I do want to get that. So if that is a possibility, but it is Saturday and things get crowded, and I am claustrophobic, so that may not be a possibility for me.
Well,
I do want to try it.
We did get told that if we get there in the afternoon, which is what we're planning, it's not as crazy.
It might not be as bad.
So we're just going to avoid the morning like wildfire. We have, we're not there to fight
stuff.
No.
We want to have a good time. So, that's really like the one thing. When I found out she was going to be there, I'm like, oh man, like I do want to get that book. It's kind of on my list because I really do want to make a doodle cowl at some point. I have like ideas. I even have yarn for it. I just haven't done it. I really need to. But other than that, I think I'm just going to kind of see where the wind takes me and try to really avoid impulse purchases like yarn. I'm going to really try to avoid impulse purchasing any more crafting bags.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Because I have a lot at this point, and they are beautiful. I love all of them, but I got a lot. So probably don't need any more.
Yeah, I might put some of mine up on Yarn Saver because I truly use the same bags over and over again.
Yeah.
There's like a couple. And this one was like a clearance find at Joann's.
Mm-hmm. I love that one. It's real pretty.
It's like ivory and it has like, it looks like it's knit or crocheted on the front. And I always get asked like, did you make that? I'm like, no, I didn't make this. I bought it for $5 at Joann's on clearance. But yeah, I have that one I usually use. And then I have a couple of like my blue paisley and gold bags, but like there's a bunch I don't touch. And I think it's just time to.
I think like needles, knitting bags or craft bags are kind of like you buy a lot and then you realize what types you like.
Yeah.
What form and function you prefer over the others. And you just kind of phase those ones out over time.
I still have my curtain bags, don't you? Those plastic bags for the curtains. Yeah. I still have them. No, I never use them now. But of principle, I will not throw them out because they are good bags.
So you gave me like one or two of those. And do you know what I use those for? I store my projects in them.
Oh, yeah. No, you mentioned that a couple episodes ago. I think, I need to remember that.
It's good
that.
To just like store finished objects in.
Yeah.
Oh, there
yeah.
you go. That's a good idea.
I think, I think I might do that then because...
Then at least they're getting function.
You know, when I actually keep something. I will keep this one, this shirt, this sweater. But like, I just don't. I have like two things. I have like Jess's shawl that she made me for your wedding.
Mm-hmm. I have that too.
I have one hat, my pineapple hat that's falling apart.
Yeah.
Oh.
And a cowl that is poorly made by me many years ago. But it's just, it works. It's made out of Joplot yarn.
Oh, no. The blue and pink one?
No. Oh, yeah. Wait, do I have that? Or did I give that to somebody? I feel like I gave that to somebody. Do I still have that?
You were wearing it last year. That's your shoveling cowl.
Oh, yeah.
That is my shoveling cowl. Oh, maybe I still do have that. I haven't seen it, though.
It'll That's the Larks up. And Whimsies one, right?
Yes. It was a
Testnet. Adamira cowl, I think it's called. Yeah, it's a nice one.
No,
Lumiera. Lumiera
cowl by Larks and Whimsies.
It's a good one.
It's somewhere then. It's probably with my snow stuff. That's probably where I honestly use it for shoveling because I wear it like a head covering and it blocks all the snow out while we're shuffling.
They still have function.
Yep, they do. I wasn't saying throw them out. I'm just saying you you gradually figure out which are the favorites.
Yeah, yeah.
That you keep using. I actually use all of my project bags, but we've all been over the fact that I have a problem and I cast on and stop. So I probably shouldn't have as many project bags as I do.
And the issue with me with that is it's not even like a whatever. It's all knitting because it's not.
It's not knitting. It's felting. It's crochet. It's all sorts of stuff.
Yeah. But I'll move my bags between bags. So if I choose the wrong one too, like I'll have my felting bag with no needles. Because I've done that. And I'm like, cool, I'm going to get absolutely nothing done. Or I've mixed them up and I've thrown like my crochet hooks in with my knitting project. And that's fun too.
Good times.
I guess if you were really like adamant you were going to get something done, you could knit with crochet needles, but...
That sounds miserable.
Yeah, that does sound miserable.
Yeah, right? Like,
is it possible? Sure. Is it enjoyable? No, not at all.
Yeah, so.
Not at all.
That's so I gotta keep better track.
Save that for the zombie episode.
Don't like that.
Yeah. Zombie episode, and all you could find is an interchangeable needle without any kind of wire and a crochet hook. And
dang like, it.
That's it. That's how I'm going to knit.
That's the game.
We are going to be bringing in our new seasonal make along for the end into the beginning of next year. So this make along is going to start on November 1st. So we'll have signups through into November 1st. And it is the treat yourself make along.
Treat yourself.
I like it. So basically,
oh God,
you will be making something for yourself.
Why? No, why I couldn't.
No, why Christmas couldn't. Presents.
No Christmas presents.
But
no. I you're keeping. You I find something.
Well, guess what? This time you are.
Listen, I don't wear anything I make, but it goes into the hoard. So create a hoard just for this one occasion.
No, it's getting really ridiculous. Like honestly, a coworker asked me the other day. They're like, "What does Jess do with the stuff they make?" I'm like,
I look at
it. Nothing. Sometimes. It goes in a box. No, but seriously.
No, but yes, this is something for you. So if there was yarn you've ever wanted to knit for and you're like, no, I don't want to do this, or I don't want to give it away to someone that doesn't know how to use it and it's really pretty and I've always wanted, do it. Get the yarn and make something with it. Do it. Impressive. Do it.
I just thought it was a whoa.
Listen, no, if there's a pattern you've always wanted to try in, but you know, you didn't want to pay the $5 for it, pay the $5 is for you. Pay $5, get that one pattern for you. Do it for you. Make something that you really want. You know what? It's for a cause, and that cause is the part of my sash make along. You need to keep it.
I have a circular shawl that I started and I keep putting down. That was supposed to be for me.
And this is going to be it?
It was a shawl there that I was is. Like, I want to make like a prize winning shawl. Like that's what was in my head. Like I want to make a beautiful shawl that I will love and that like I could enter it like proudly into like different fairs and stuff
now
like that.
Now is your chance. Oh! Do it for you.
Do you remember that rhyme back when I was on the cusp of a very poor decision?
That was one of my favorite days ever.
Where I oh almost my bought God. Like
it was fiber six optics
packs of
no it was only four. Oh. It was two different colorways and you were buying two.
Yeah.
And I rounded the corner and there you were standing there with the bags in each hand and you were like, I'm on the cusp of a bad decision. Yeah. And we were like, okay.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there with yarn in my hands and I'm like, well, you came to the right place.
But I think it might be time.
You think it might be time?
I think it might be time.
To be on the cusp of a bad decision?
Ooh. No, to use.
Use the yarn.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That was like 2016.
Yeah, that was a long time
ago. It's a long time ago.
Yeah. But I still have it. And I have enough to make this really beautiful circular shawl that I really wanted to make.
I remember that. Do it.
Join me in the circular shawl quest for ourselves.
Make it happen.
Do you know what? I think I will.
Do it up.
Yeah.
I think I will. And you know what? I think it has beads.
Mine has beads too. But do it that up. Was supposed to be my first beads project, but it sounds like I'm going to just be doing two beads projects.
Do all two beads at the same project, time. You're going to be the bead champion this is over.
All of it.
I love
it.
You know what I just thought? Oh my God. That's, I don't know why I just thought of that. So the circular shawl that I was talking about was, I sent a picture because I finished the centerpiece and I sent it to my dad and he said, wow, you're so talented. Aww. That was like one of the last projects I sent him before he passed. I just realized that.
Time to finish it.
Time to finish. Yeah.
It's going to be so good.
Time to do the thing. And again, it'll start November 1st. It'll go through
January 31st, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely need a deadline because that's helped me with this.
Do you want January or February, guys?
You know what? February's so short. Throw on February, too.
Okay. February 28th.
February 28th.
You'll have until
3 months.
This is how I decide my time limit.
So typically, if you guys aren't familiar, we take January off. So basically what you're saying is back in February, when we come back with an episode, we're all going to be like, I'm not done.
Probably. Most likely.
I got 4 weeks left.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'd say
I'm kind of torn. There's a hat pattern I've been wanting to do for years. I probably don't need 4 months to do it.
4 months.
But it's also the pattern is expensive. So that's that might be my treat myself.
Do it.
Well, and also if you give yourself enough time, maybe it'll help you in not feeling overwhelmed by it.
Yeah.
Because you've been really busy lately.
This has been a struggle bus year. Yeah. If I finish 4 projects this year, I'll be real proud, which is not normal for me, but that's okay. So maybe a smaller hat will be better than going full throttle and trying to do a sweater or something.
Yeah.
And I like shawls, but I've also found that I do not really enjoy lacy shawls, knitting them. I like these cables or the more simple lines. I like those. I like wearing the lacy ones. I don't enjoy knitting the lacy ones.
The lacy shawls are terrifying because I remember Orchard House had a couple of lacy bits in it. And I felt like if I ever dropped a stitch, it would be the end of the entire shawl. And I know people are going to... Wait, hold on. I can already hear them way in the background. Oh, put a lifeline in. Okay.
Get yourself a lifeline.
Yeah, I get it. But also, when you're just sitting there and you're on row 7,000 and you just don't feel running a line through 7,000 stitches. No, I don't know why 7,000 is sticking, but whatever.
That's the number.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to run a line.
That's
I'm
real.
Just going to keep going. Okay.
Well, and even then, it's sure, you do have the lifeline in, but it's still demoralizing to have to pull back to the lifeline.
Yeah.
That's really frustrating. So I feel you on that.
That's real.
I get frustrated. And I think that's really it. After this many years, I'm knit or know thyself. And I know what I enjoy. And I don't know if lace shawls are my thing.
That's fair.
I don't think so. And that's all the time we have for this episode. For additional content and opportunities to connect with the cast, be sure to check out our website, pardonmystash.com. And be sure to tune in next time for more fun friends and fiber at Pardon My Stash.